KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hanson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Topping local news, one person was transported to the Cass County Hospital following a house fire early this morning here in Atlantic. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan told KJAN News that Tammy Sempec, who was living in the home at 204 East 6th Street, was transported to CCMH by private vehicle to be checked out and treated for smoke inhalation. The fire was reported around 1:20 a.m. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese acknowledged Sempec's statement that a space heater was the apparent cause of the blaze.
Well, that's what we're suspecting anyway. There definitely was one, according to the resident in there. In her bedroom, and she awakened to flames by her head, which is in the vicinity where that space heater was, and where most of the damage is.
The structure was a total loss.
A lot of fire damage and spread quite a way through that, and a lot of material combustibles inside the home. Made it difficult to get it out.
The flames were under control about 75 minutes after the first crews responded to the scene. They were there until about just before 5 o'clock this morning conducting mop-up operations. McNeese says the incident should serve as a reminder to residents of the area to take precautions when using space heaters.
You know, if you've got one, they are, you got to respect them and make sure that you've got them on a dedicated circuit, not plugged into any extension cords, and make sure that there's nothing close to it. Close to your bed, your clothing, or anything else. Really not smart to leave it running overnight.
The incident is reminiscent of numerous fires that occurred in a short time frame a few years ago.
We did have a rash of them years ago, and I think everybody's done a really great job of paying more attention to it. I think that's based on your efforts and ours of educating the public. And I think it's helped, but they're still dangerous. And as I understand, I think this is a fairly new one that she had just gotten. I'm not totally sure on that, but it may have been a new one, and just probably the first few times of use with it, and I think it just added probably too close to something, although it may have overloaded the circuit too.
One person is dead, two others were injured in a crash Sunday afternoon in Mills County. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of a van, 80-year-old Alice Campbell of Hastings, who was wearing her seatbelt, died in the crash. The driver of a car, 55-year-old Patty Gibson of Elliott, and her passenger in the vehicle, 53-year-old Barbara Irwin of Charleston, Illinois, were injured. Irwin, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Gibson, who was wearing her seatbelt, was transported by Glenwood Rescue to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The car driven by Gibson, according to the patrol, was traveling west on Highway 34 at around 4:50 p.m. Sunday in the left passing lane when, for reasons unknown, the vehicle crossed the center line of the road and struck Campbell's eastbound van head-on in the eastbound lane. Following the crash, the van entered the south ditch and rolled onto its top while the car came to rest in the westbound lane of Highway 34. That accident remains under investigation. Police in Council Bluffs have arrested a woman after her 10-month-old male child was admitted to Jenny Edmondson Hospital, suffering from second-degree burns Saturday afternoon. Officers responded to the hospital at around 12:30 p.m. to investigate the incident and learned the child had burns to his left hand and forearm. The medical staff were given an account of how the injuries occurred by the child's mother, 36-year-old Rebecca Brahear, but the injuries were not consistent to her story. Medical staff then contacted law enforcement and the Department of Human Services. Investigators interviewed the parents of the child. During the interview with the mother, they found the mother had intentionally placed the child's left arm into a tall coffee mug full of hot coffee to prove a point to the child that the coffee was hot. Investigators were told the child tried to touch her hot coffee several times prior to placing his arm in the mug. Investigators did not find the father to have any knowledge of the incident. The 10-month-old was placed into protective custody along with a 12-year-old sibling. The child was transferred to UNMC for treatment of his injuries. Brahear was arrested and charged with willful injury and child endangerment. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department board is set to meet this evening at 5:15 in the council's chambers at City Hall. A number of updates will be given and discussed on numerous ongoing projects. The board plans to discuss the Sunnyside Pool Steering Committee, Schilberg Lake No. 2 Trail Project, the Trevor Fredrickson Field Renovation Update, Enhance Iowa Application Update, and Schilberg Recreation Area Campground Update. Discussion will also take place with regard to signage as part of a beautification plan. They will also discuss the Sunnyside basketball court and ice rink proposal and consider a request for safety storage cabinets. Director Seth Stasselm will also provide a report to the board that includes information on the Iowa Parks and Recreation Conference, summer programs, and an update on Little League improvements. Stassel will also discuss seasonal employees being laid off for the winter and talk about winter preparations for the parks. Sunnyside Park restrooms have been closed for the season, he says, but the streets will remain open, weather permitting. In the funeral announcements, Linus Peter Cook, age 88, of Erling and formerly of Panama, died Sunday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Linus Cook will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marion Reimer, age 89, of Atlantic, died November 11th at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Marion Reimer will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen. The Skyscan forecast is next.